the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Technology has infiltrated every aspect of our lives, and the younger generation have grown up with computers and cell phones at their fingertips. Dr. Carol Goslink, Associate Professor of Gerontology at Missouri State University, led a collaborative research effort on the topic of how elders are adapting to using various electronic devices. The research team includes several students, Brian Jeffries, Emily Keeney, Christine Seiner, and Kelsey Maloney. Today, Goslink and Jeffries are here with me to discuss the research.
I got a call for proposals from an organization known as the Association for Gerontology and Higher Education, saying that there was going to be a conference about technology in older adults. So I put this on our listserv and asked students whether they would be interested in participating in a research project that we would start from scratch. And we did want to just figure out what sorts of things. Brian was one who suggested let's find out about e-readers in older adults, but we decided to open it up and find out about all sorts of technology in older adults. So our idea and motivation was to get into conferences, and we now have actually been accepted at 3 different venues.
To gather data, the team used various research applications asking about technology and electronic device use, comparing the answers of respondents aged 60 to 74 to those over the age of 75. Jeffries explains.
Okay. Well, we started primarily with surveys. That was the first thing that we created. We began to hand them out at the Springfield Greene County Library. They were conducting e-reader courses, so we would go and hand our surveys out to the participants at the e-reader courses. We then also took them to the Senior Health Expo and passed some out there. And then lastly, we started to take them out to the local area facilities, senior facilities and things like that, just to try to get a broad population to have for our surveys. From there, we also took some field observations while we were conducting all of this. And lastly, we've begun to do some focus groups with some of the individuals that completed our surveys just to get more qualitative information from them about how they've learned about the things that they're using and what they would like to learn in the future. Yeah, it's interesting to note how savvy some of the individuals are. A lot of them, you know, had iPhones and things like that and were using multiple devices. And they had a lot of knowledge about the things that they were using, and they used them even more than just the standard functions of, like, you know, an iPhone just calling and texting. They were using applications, GPS, and things like that. The interesting thing that I noticed was that, especially at my work, where I work at the Greene County Library System, a lot of older adults, when working with technology, seem to think that they don't know a lot. They don't think they know very much about the technology they're using. And a lot of times they'll say things like, oh, well, I'm stupid about this kind of thing. And, you know, it's really not so much that. I always try to reinforce them and say, you know, I just have a lot more practice with this kind of stuff than you do. It has nothing to do with your inability to learn about it. It just, you know, I've been doing this since a very young age where you have just recently tried to pick this up.
The research revealed slightly higher percentages of technology use in the 60 to 74-year-old respondents, while the 75-year-old and older respondents were more likely to use technology that helped them functionally compensate for potential decline in mobility, noted Goslink.
We were really interested. We had everyone from age 60 through the upper 80s who participated. And in gerontology, we divide people into young old, which are people age 60 to 74, and old, age 75 and older. So we compared the differences between these two groups. And one thing we found, as expected, that the young old were more savvy with things like Facebook and e-readers, laptops, text messaging, etc. But this makes sense. The old people were using applications and technology that really assisted them as they were experiencing perhaps some functional challenges. So that all of the participants in our focus group use cell phones. More of them use GPSs to find their way around, and a much higher percent, 64% versus 48%, used online banking. So we found this is very interesting because that is our idea, that technology is there to serve us. And so at different stages of our lives, we find different uses for technology.
That was Dr. Carol Goslink and Brian Jeffries from the Gerontology Department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.